Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's editorials with a company update from Enduro Metals Corp, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ENDR, and on the OTC markets under the symbol SIOCF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Cole Evans. Now, Cole, we're following up on a news release that came out just yesterday, January 18th. And it's actually been a couple months, I think, since we last chatted. Just to bring everybody up to speed, the company holds the Newmont Lake property in the Golden Triangle. It's a large land package with about a handful of targets that I know the company does want to get on and start drilling some of these targets. But the news release from yesterday, kind of an interesting, I guess, study into this Burgundy system. So the Burgundy system, it is one of the four targets on the project. And the study confirms that the type of rocks you're seeing there, the time that the mineralization occurred, is similar to a couple other large and well-known projects. Can you take us through the overall conceptual idea and strategy of getting this study undertaken and what the results show you, please?
Yeah, definitely, Corey. Well, first off, thanks for having me again. Like I said, I know it's been a little while since we chatted, so but I always enjoy chatting with you. Yeah, so you kind of hit it in a nutshell. You know, we wanted this news just to come out more so for our shareholders, who of course have all been waiting very patiently as drill results slowly trickle in from 2020. So we just want to get things that were ready to go moving, so people didn't feel like they were left in the dust, so to speak. But yeah, getting into the, now you're going to hear my geological side, and unfortunately I'm going to use a couple big words, and I'll let you know if, for those that don't like the big technical terms, when to plug your ears. But what we're looking at here is, in a nutshell, is quite simple. There's very specific times when these big deposits were formed. In what we're seeing at Burgundy, which is a copper gold porphyry system, or these bulk tonnage type targets, is... And now here's where I'm going to use one of those big technical terms, is something that we would call a silica undersaturated alkalic porphyry system. Holy smokes, what does that mean? It's a very specific thing that where there's only, to the best of my knowledge, in British Columbia at least, two known systems that fall into this really rare category. One, of course, is Galore Creek, further to the northwest. Sure, people know the story behind that joint venture between Newmont and Teck. And the second one is Mount Polly Mine. So it's a good company to be in. There's now, of course, a third one, and that's Burgundy. And it ties back into what one of our targets are going to be for 2021. We're going to stay focused in 2021 as well on the McClymont Fault, on the high-grade gold. We continue to have a very high level of confidence in that system. But part of it is also getting out on this big property and having these other targets moving. We had a channel sample up there, 37 meters, 1.3% copper, 1.5 grams gold, 24 grams silver, 3% zinc. That's all in the same sample, continuous, start to finish. So you start to look at, okay, we now have a university study, separate, third party, which says it's the same as it's coeval is the geological term that we'd use, as these other deposits and mine that we just talked about. And then you have a sample like that of the numbers that I just quoted on a target that's never seen a drill hole in history. I mean, it's a pretty good place to be exploring. That's I can leave it at that.
So what work then are you guys going to undertake to progress this target, and understanding that it is over winter up in the Golden Triangle, so you can't actually get a drill on the ground right now, but what work are you going to do to further build this up to a drillable target for this summer's drill program?
Yeah, great question, Corey. You know, one of the things that you don't get to see from this press release is a lot of the detailed technical information that we get from this study that actually moves us. That's why I mentioned it's such a big step forward, in that we will be able to drill this target in 2021. And that's absolutely going to be one of our goals. We're going to remain focused, as I mentioned, on the McClymont Fault, on the high-grade gold and copper that we're starting to see in it. But advancing ones like that, where you look at those kind of numbers and you're walking on it on surface, it's never seen a drill hole, that's absolutely got to be on a top priority target list when we talk about looking over the greater Newmont Lake project.
So is there any permitting that still needs to be done here for this target?
Nope, it's fully permitted. We're already permitted to drill that, and our permits are good for a number of years, and of course can be renewable. So it's wait for the snow to melt.
All right, so then Cole, in terms of work that is underway or can be underway during winter, what's the company doing here to progress these projects into the drill season?
Yeah, well, that's actually something I'm really excited about. I've mentioned a little bit before, but to give people more details, one of our big focuses, as we say, is wanting to become one of the lowest cost producer, lowest cost per meter greenfields explore up in the Golden Triangle, and with that is getting creative about access, how we do things, and you know, was inspired actually by a panel that I was in about a year ago by another gentleman up there who had mentioned something that how they did it back in the 80s, that winter was the exploration time and they had this thing called summer, which messed everything up, was his view on it. And I thought, well, what a smart way to look at things. We can obviously, when the ground's frozen and it's covered in a lot of snow, it makes it a lot easier to transport things around, whether it be bulk materials, drilling equipment, all these sorts of things on a project. And I'm speaking, of course, regionally to the whole area on projects that are so helicopter reliant. You know, we're fortunate in the project we have, the topography that's around us, that we can overcome those challenges. We can reduce that that helicopter time greatly by just being prepared and getting things done in the winter. So that's something that you're gonna see from us this year, so we can have an even bigger season in 2021 than we had in 2020.
All right, now Cole, one other point here is that the company did undertake a drill program in 2020, and we have seen one hole released, but I think there are still, 16 holes to be released from the drilling, and this drilling was more focused on this McClymont Fault. So what updates can you give us here?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so one of our, rather than having a bunch of, you know, of course, you can't put out a press release for every single drill hole. It just wouldn't make sense. You know, we're collecting in batches. And unfortunately, yeah, it is one of those things. I'm sounding like a broken record at this point, and I hate to, but it's just, you know, we gotta wait for all of our data to come in. And then, of course, be interpreted before we can get it out to the shareholders. So that's the unfortunate answer on that side, though. That is something that will end, you know, a cheeky answer, but we're getting closer by each day that passes. So that's kind of where things sit from that drilling side of things.
And then final comments, then give us an update on how much cash the company still has in the bank to progress through this winter and then into the drill season.
Yeah, no, so we're fully financed for what our plans are right now for 2021. Winter work and exploration. So yeah, we're in a good cash position to not only, well, we'll get all this data out and then continue to move into 2021 with no needs to finance.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Cole. We're going to wrap it up here. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Enduro Metals. If anybody has any follow-up questions on this study, the news release that we were just talking about, or any of the other aspects of the company, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Cole, thanks for your time today. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Thanks, Corey.